The parents of children who attend the Holy Family Special Preschool in Ballytivnan in Sligo are not just angry, but they've been very emotional over what they see as the ending of speech and language therapy and occupational therapy services for their children while in attendance at Holy Family. The preschool caters for 22 families in the northwest area. The children are aged between 2 years to school age, all have special needs. The HSE, which funds the facility, has indicated to parents, they claim, that they can no longer offer such therapy on site and that appointments will be offered at an alternative location. And it has been like this apparently since February of this year. The parents have since organised a petition asking that the services be reinstated and retained. And we've had a statement from the HSE in relation to this ongoing issue in the past 12 hours, which you'll get to very, very shortly and get a reaction to. But we are joined in studio this morning by two of the parents affected by this. Amy McHugh is with us, as is James Conway. Good morning to you both.
Morning,
and many thanks for joining us. Amy, I'll start with you. What is the situation as you... Well, first of all, your son is in Holy Family, is that right, or avails of the services?
That's right. This is my second son attending Holy Family. Rory is 3 years old. He's just started in September. My oldest son went there in 2019, 2020, just before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So clearly I have received the other version of care. So I know the benefit that it can contribute to the children and their development.
Yeah.
This pulling of the services is completely and totally wrong.
Is that what has happened, Amy? Can tell us from your point of view what the parents are understood to believe.
What we have taken from the letter we received over the summer from the preschool, keep in mind the preschool told us, not the HSE, is that this new framework, this new reconfiguration, they're basically pulling back and they're saying that they can no longer offer the services to our children on site.
Yeah.
And that is essentially what we need, and that's essentially what we're fighting for. We need these services on site for the key workers, for us as parents, for the children, yeah, just to bring back in that whole multidisciplinary team approach to our children's care.
So reorganisation of where the services wouldn't be withdrawn, but would be available elsewhere.
Yeah, that's
Not acceptable to you.
It's not acceptable to us. No, the whole basis of that preschool is it is a special needs preschool. The multidisciplinary team approach has always been there. It's always been instilled in their care there. That's been taken from the staff there, as well as us parents, as well as the children. It's completely and totally unacceptable.
Yeah.
And we're not going to take it. We can't take it. Our children can't take it. Coming off the back of COVID, our children and ourselves were in a very, very vulnerable position. We need this care. We really, yeah, really do. We've had no face-to-face appointments, you could say, since March 2020, even before that, if we ever got them.
Yeah. And you know it has been of great benefit to Rory, these services.
My older son, Dean, he received the services.
He received services, okay.
Amazing. Just in his time there, before his time in Holy Family, he was totally nonverbal. He had a lot of safety behaviour, you know, just behaviours that were not good for his safety, that kind of thing, yeah, you know. And in his time there, he came on in leaps and bounds and he was prepared to go to school. His communication came on, his verbal skills. He's now fully verbal. He can talk, he can communicate. He still has some behaviours, don't get me wrong. He still has autism, but... Yeah. It made such a difference to his life, to my life, yeah, and to everybody in my family.
James Conway is with us as well. Many of you will know James, of course, as a former general election candidate. James from Ballinacaro in County Sligo. James, tell us about Celia May, first of all.
Yeah, Celia May is our little girl. She has a vast array of kind of issues, but the main ones being she's totally nonverbal at the moment. She has severe mobility issues and basically the connectivity between the two hemispheres of the brain is not as it should be, which means that going forward in life, she may ascertain the mental capacity of a 7 or 8 year old in adult life if she gets early intervention, and that is the if. We fought extremely hard to get her into Holy Family Nationals or preschool for the simple reason that we have been told by specialists in Crumlin and the UK that if we don't pursue this early intervention, her prospects are not good.
Yeah.
And that's basically it.
But you had to fight, and we'll come back to that in a moment. You've had to fight for everything, haven't you?
Well, from day one with the HSE, part of the problem seems to be that you get caught up in waiting lists and bureaucracy. And to be honest about it, I read the statement that the HSE read out.
Well, let's get to the statement. So is this a non-story? I'll read it out in more or less in full. The HSE yesterday say they wish to confirm that the Sligo Leitrim Disability Service are not withdrawing the service. Children and their families will have access to the full range of services and supports of the Children's Disability Network team according to their individual needs. The Children Disability Network team managers from Sligo and Leitrim met with the preschool's management on the 27th of August, and it was agreed that the speech and language therapy and occupational therapy support to meet the needs of the children will continue. A speech and language therapist has been appointed to meet the needs of the children, and this speech and language therapist has made contact with the preschool in recent days, and the recruitment process for an occupational therapist is underway, and an occupational therapist will be appointed to children at the school once the recruitment process has been completed. So that's the end of it, isn't it?
Yeah, Niall, I'll tell you what I'd like to do with that. I would like to invite Paul Reid, the head of the HSE. I would like to invite Miss Rabbit, who has command over this process, and whoever formulated that letter. I would like to invite them to Holy Family Preschool in Sligo and let them look 22 families in the eye and tell them that they're liars. Because that is the greatest load of claptrap that was ever devised in this county. And I'll tell you, I have dealt with the Department of Agriculture, the HSE. Since I ran in this election, I'm trying my best to do things for people. But that is as blatant a mistruth as ever was put on this earth.
Well, that's a serious allegation to make.
An allegation is something when you don't have the proof to fundamentally back it up. That is nonsense. We have a letter. What is the date on it, Amy? 23rd of July. Where it's a complete contradiction to what they're after stating. Now, we were on a national broadcaster yesterday. We've been on social media. We've got the backing for the petition. And all of a bloody sudden, they're writing letters to state, oh, nothing to see here, it's all solved. It goes up on Facebook and then people say, well, congratulations, you've got what you wanted. Yeah. When in actual fact, what they're trying to do, and this is a very classic tactic, they are trying to sweep this under the carpet. Yeah. And I'll tell you one thing, Niall, and I didn't make promises in the election, but I can promise you one thing. If these services do not come back, Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin and Eamon Ryan will rue the day that they crashed James Conway and these families. And that is the solemn truth. These services are coming back. And the HSE can run up a hill and run down it again. But these services are coming back. It's no addition to our children to be put on waiting lists, because this is what this ascertains. The services were in the preschool. Mm. Now what they're asking us to do is say, oh well, we'll give it to you at an alternative location. In reality, what that means is you will go on a waiting list to be seen at an alternative location. Now Celia May is already waiting 16 months for a consultation to see does she need speech and language therapy, despite the fact that specialists have said it's vital for her development. Now this is the HSE that we're dealing with. I'm not blaming the staff at all. It's the bureaucracy that's going on behind it. There's some wonderful people working in the HSE. But for someone to formulate a letter like that and put it out publicly, it screams to me that there's a cover-up afoot, that we have caused a bit of a fuss, quieting that down in the northwest. Mm. Yesterday, the HSE was contacted for comment on this.
Yeah.
They sent back to the national broadcaster, speak to your local HSE representative. And then this myriad of nonsense comes out. There's 22 families there. Every one of them 22 families has a disabled child. Do you honestly think that we are in a position where we have time to make up stories? We don't have time to make up stories.
Amy, you're nodding in agreement, and James is right. Some of the reaction to this on social media has been of the you know, amounting to great news. This is fantastic. A lot of the parents are reacting to it.
Yeah.
But you don't see it as
no.
As
I think
positive
if you
news.
Look at that statement and you read between the lines, it is clear that they're just it's them telling us in a roundabout way that things are staying the same as per the new reconfiguration of the services. It's essentially saying we're still getting services, yeah, right, but We're on a waiting list and we still have to go to an alternative location. That's 22 families who are not receiving the care on site in a specialised preschool that we have to go physically go and pick up our children, leave our jobs, leave our work to go and get a child, to bring them to an alternative location where they don't know these people, they don't know the environment. Keep in mind, they all have sensory issues, difficulties like that. It's very hard on the children, it's very hard on us.
And also, Niall, there's an extremely important medical point to all of this. All speech and language therapists, occupational therapists, will tell you the same thing. Familiarity of environment is vital for the effectiveness of the service. Mm. Now, these children travel to school in the morning. It takes them approximately an hour to 2 hours to settle in to where they are for the day. So you break up that cycle of familiarity by bringing them away from that environment to another environment to get a service that you're not guaranteed you're going to have. We had these services and they were stripped away. And I'm going to make a point on money in this country because everything boils back to money, okay? Yeah. There was 10 million euros in this country granted for mental health capacity. Not one penny of that during COVID was drawn down because the HSE could not put it in act these services. They have lodged the money. There was 3.4 million euros dedicated for the provision of animal welfare. Okay? So we have 3.4 million designated for animal welfare, but we have some of the most disabled children in the Northwest who can't get services. Now, do you tell me that there isn't something wrong in this country?
Okay, this person says that the statement by the HSE is unclear and non-committal. There are currently no services being provided within the preschool and it does not mention restoring service within the school setting. As someone else says, the statement not true. I'm one of the parents that started this petition and what we're fighting for is to have services reinstated within the Holy Family preschool, and it goes on and on like that.
Yeah, correct. And do keep in mind too, just from our point of view, to people that are not in the know of our situation, we're not asking for a therapist to be on site 5 days a week. That's not true. We're asking for a therapist, a speech and language therapist, and an occupational therapist to come back into the service 1 day per week. They may just need to see 5 or 6 children in a block and do that over 4 weeks, so everyone gets a turn. Essentially, it's 3 hours maximum out of their week. That's right. It. We're not asking for 5 days a week on site. That's totally untrue.
Okay, so the petition, which is up and running, how many names do you have on the petition or many signatures?
The last check I did, we have 1,700.
Right, okay. You see no need to end that at all.
Absolutely no need at all. No,
the next step we will be taking, Niall, will be organising a public meeting.
Absolutely.
We'll be inviting every member of the Sligo County Council and Leitrim County Council, because this is servicing children from Leitrim as well. Mm-hmm. We'll be inviting the 4 TDs, we'll be inviting the head of the HSE, we'll be inviting Mrs. Rabbit, who has ministry over this, and we want them to come to this meeting. We want them to look at 22 children, or 22 families with children, and we want them to tell us why. Why on earth they think it is acceptable that a service that's been running for years can be taken away? A service that's working, like it's the old adage, if it's not broke, don't fix it. It's been working for years. Yeah. They can shake up any department they want. But in this case, what is going on is absolute sanctimonious nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can tell you there's a lot of support for your cause. And of course, you're fighting on behalf of your children. Let's not forget that. And you mentioned, James, that you highlighted this issue, as did Amy, on News Talk yesterday. You were on the lunchtime live show with Andrea Gilligan. And I'm going to play this clip because maybe this demonstrates more than anything else just what exactly is at stake here. This was James talking on News Talk yesterday.
I didn't send my daughter thinking that one day, you know, that she'd be a very, very well-educated girl or anything. I just wanted to say yes and no. That's all. I'm here in the van and I'm covered in concrete. I'm as hard a man as going, but by Christ, I'm not made of stone. You know, it's not right.
I don't know what to say about that, James.
Well, Niall, that's what 3 years of fighting with government departments and not being you're the head of the family. You can't show any sign of weakness, no nothing. You have to be the one that keeps going. But by Christ, Niall, I'll tell you one thing. If you were up at 10 and 11 o'clock at night emailing different departments to try and get services and not getting so much as a reply back, Like, I have rang departments in the HSC. You're kicked from Billy to Jack and over and back. And nobody wakes up in the morning and looks at this little girl and gets her dressed in that. And you're wondering, do you know, what do you want to eat? That poor little girl will take you by the finger. And she'll walk you across the kitchen floor and she'll bring you to the fridge. And you can spend the guts of 20 minutes giving her different things, not knowing what she wants. Because she can't tell you. She can't even, she can't point, she can't say I want this, she can't say I want that. She'll bring you the remote and you'll turn on something on the television and you'll spend the guts of 10, 15 minutes trying to figure out what programme it is that she wants to watch today. You know? I often think back, I like country music or that, and I really like Mick Flavin, and I thought it was a shame he has children that are deaf. And I thought, my God, what a shame it is that that man's children cannot hear him sing, you know? And by Christ, I can talk. And if I could give up half of my speech to get a few words out of her, I'd do it. And I'd do it in the morning.
You just want CDMA to be able to say yes or no.
So if she can say yes or no, you can ask her a question and she can tell you yes or no. Yeah. You can do an awful lot with someone when they can say yes or no. But the most frightening aspect of this for me is a specialist of 30 or 40 years, he told us, best case scenario, if you do everything correct, you might get her to a mental capacity of 7. During COVID, she has regressed. It's not better she's been getting, it's regression.
Yeah.
Because these services are not in place. Now, we fight every family that has a child in Holy Family had to fight to get them in Holy Family. Mm-hmm. I remember being down there. It was an open day to look at the services and look at the environment and everything. There were 6 or 7 families there. And you were looking around wondering who gets it and who doesn't get it.
Yeah.
And you had to fight and fight and fight to get that place. And then for these services to be taken away. It's nonsense, Niall.
Okay,
it's
the fight will continue. This person says, I also am the mother of one of the children attending Holy Family. I was so relieved when my son got a place in the Holy Family preschool, and he absolutely needs speech and language and occupational therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had nothing now in ages. And someone else, another parent, if I can find this comment, another parent says, I'm the mother of one of the 22 families affected. Mm-hmm. The HSC statement is false, it's untrue, and yet again another blow to us as special needs parents. You're not, obviously, from what you're saying, quite obviously, Amy, you're not giving up on this.
We're not giving up. No, this is going to be an ongoing battle. Sorry, we're totally aware of that. Our children are so worth it. Sorry.
Now, listen, if this government could spend millions and dedicate civil servants to the Irish sitting on the United Nations General Assembly for defence, a country that has barely an army, and I know soldiers and they tell me what conditions is like in it. But if they can dedicate millions to getting a seat on the United Nations Commission of Defence, they can look after 22 disabled children. And that's what this boils down to. It just takes these government ministers and HSE bureaucrats to sit down and take a bloody long look in the mirror and realise they have their speech, they have their vision, they have all their faculties. And with all it is a pen. One man has to pick up a pen in his hand and sign a piece of paper. That's all this is. I'm not asking them to jump through hoops. I'm asking one man at one desk to pick up his pen. And that's what this boils down to. So whoever you were out there, let you be in the HSE or the ministry or wherever the hell you were, you pick up that pen. Because I can guarantee you, Niall, if these services is not reinstated, I will create a hoopla to such an extent that this government will wish that they picked up that pen. And that's it.